Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, this is Jill Frederick, Marketing Director for The Yards.
And we are here talking because you are hosting a really cool event. It's called Brunch on the Go. It's a running event that's going to be, I guess, what? It's like a weekly thing, right? It's May 7th, 14th, and 21st. So it's a weekly installment here. But explain the basic premise here. What's Brunch on the Go?
The basic premise is it is a way to exercise and then get to go enjoy a yummy brunch because, you know, why wouldn't you want to do that? So we're working with Pacers Running Store and they will do a guided run. If you're a runner, there's a 5 mile run. And if you're a walker, there is a 2 mile walk. So if you're not a runner, you can join it as well. And then you get to come back and enjoy a bubbly brunch from one of our restaurants. Each week is a different restaurant that we feature.
Perfect. And that perfectly tees up the next, like, let's go through each of those restaurants in order. So, you know, one at a time. So, we're on the first one on Saturday, May 7th at 10 a.m. What's the restaurant that you get to enjoy that day?
Absolutely. Our first restaurant on the 7th is La Famosa. And I should note that every single brunch is a champagne brunch. So you will get a bottle of champagne in addition to the food.
Great, great. And is there anything about La Famosa that you want to highlight? Anything on like the menu, drinks or food?
You know, their food, their brunch that they're offering looks amazing. You'll get some bread filled with guava and sweet cheese, a Puerto Rican semi-sweet breakfast bread, a seafood salad with shrimp, scallops, and octopus. Puerto Rican style rice and beans, and their popular breakfast sandwich with scrambled eggs, cheddar cheese, and sliced ribeye. So you're getting a decent amount of food, and it's brunch for two, plus the bubbles.
Great, great. Oh, don't forget the bubbles.
So
La Famosa is the first Saturday, May 7th. Mm-hmm. Week two, Saturday, May 14th. What restaurant are you going to hit there?
Week two, let's talk about Osteria Marini. They will be offering a baby kale salad, crostini with prosciutto and cheese, a beef, pork, and chicken ragu, sweet Italian sausage. And then for the people with a sweet tooth, you'll also get some jumbo chocolate chip cookies.
Plus, don't forget one bottle of bubbles as well.
I know. We can never forget the bubbles because they're awesome. Very important.
Awesome. And so that's champagne, I assume.
Exactly.
Every one of these.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep, absolutely.
And then the third and final one, Saturday, May 21st, also 10 a.m. What restaurant are you highlighting there?
We're featuring Chloe for our last run. And I have to say, I have had their warm banana bread with caramel sauce before, and that is on the brunch menu. So you'll receive that. It is absolutely delicious. Shaved fennel, kale, and green apple salad. You'll get fresh ricotta with strawberries, honey, and grilled house bread. A penne pasta with a pork bolognese and grilled lemongrass chicken. So, you know, do your run and come hungry because there is a lot of food.
Absolutely. And what time should people, I know it's listed as 10 a.m. Is that when the restaurant part opens or is that when the run starts?
So you will get the brunch is actually a to-go brunch. So you will receive when you complete your walk or your run, you'll receive a certificate that you'll take over to the restaurant and you can pick it up and you can enjoy brunch on the sun deck at the Yards. You can take it back to your home. So you sort of have the opportunity to enjoy it how you want after the run or walk.
So you're not actually going and sitting down at the restaurants. It's you bring your little pass over and they give you the
exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Gotcha.
All right, cool. So, I know tickets are $55 and you know, you gotta get them ahead of time on Eventbrite, that whole thing. We'll link to it in the article. But so with that $55 ticket, what all do you get each time?
Yeah, and I want to point out that $55, the ticket actually covers two people. So grab a friend, you know, so look at it that way. It's, you know, a little over $25 a person. In addition to all the food and the champagne that I've already talked about, you will also get two champagne glasses and two branded water bottles. And then, like I said, the runs and walks are both guided with one of the guides from Pacers, and they'll lead you in a warm up and then take you on a run and a walk and do a post post-run stretch with you, and then the brunch. So it's really a good deal.
Definitely. So just to reiterate, so it's $55 ticket is for two people. And with that, you get the, you know, the guided warm up, walk, run and post stretch with the Pacers. Then you go get your, you know, you can do your brunch for two from your selected restaurant and you get, and in addition, you get two champagne glasses, one bottle of bubbles and two water bottles. So that's a lot for $55.
Yeah.
Well, cool. I guess before we run, remind us just in general about the Yard, you know, where it's located and why it's one of the, you know, the cool, fun spots in town.
Yeah. So the Yards is located down basically in between Mats Park and the Navy Yard. We're on the Green Metro line at the Navy Yard Metro Station in Southeast DC in the Capitol Riverfront. Lots of great shopping and dining and lots of great outdoor park space.
Great, great. Yeah, you guys are always sending us cool events to cover down there and keep them coming. But for now, everyone check out Brunch on the Go. It's May 7th, 14th, and 21st down at the Yards. In closing, speak directly to the listeners. Pretend I'm not even here. Just say, you know, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time.
Hey, everybody, come on down to the Yards. Enjoy our Brunch on the Go event. And if you can't come down on the three Saturdays in May, we are also starting a Walk This Way campaign where we have actually created curated routes around the Yards in the Capitol Riverfront neighborhood, where we have one route where you can get your 10,000 steps. We have one route that's, you know, 30 minutes. We have one route that's 60 minutes. We have one route that's 1,000 steps. So it's a lot of fun, and you'll be able to find that map on our website. So if you can't join us for Brunch on the Go, just come down and do your own runner walk.
Great. And that website she mentioned is theyardsdc.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you for being so supportive of the Yards. We appreciate it.